answer.
A boxing match between rock royalty Francois van Cooke and rugby royalty Derek Hougaarts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening on the 29th of May, 2021. And it'll be a global live stream. In studio, it's my pleasure to welcome Francois and Derek.
Yeah!
Yeah, man!
Ja, ek kan vir jou sê, ek is kinderlik opgewonde om julle net weer te sien in persoon. Dit is vir my amazing.
Lekker om jy te wees, bro, rare.
Lekker weer om een bykie in Gauteng te kom rond cruise, Francois.
Hey, ek kan nie sê, ek is soos mal daar oor om te ry in Gauteng nie, maar het is lekker om familie gezichte te sien. En ek bedoel, ek het nou met jou gepraat paar keer dier jaar.
I know.
En dit is die eerste keer dat ons mekaar sien, sê dit the COVID.
It's craziness. It's lekker om jou te sien.
Lekker, man.
Derek, jy ook. Sien jy het een lekker baard wat jy dis ook?
Ja, ek het altijd gedink dat Joe Black gaan nie rede wees inspiratie vir baard, maar ek dink jy was my inspiratie om baard in die moeilike tye, verstaan, maar nou vroeg opstaan, oefen.
Baie dank.
Verstaan, laat die ou daarom net voel, ou kom in die ding, en ek sien Rocky Balboa het ook sy baard gegroeid, hy begin oefen het, so ou leer maar by die ouwe ouwens.
There's a thing about a beard that is intimidating. Ek moet sê, jy lyk nogal redelik...
Ja, dit is eindelijk wat gebeur het is, want hulle het gewys van Francois en ek en waar ons gaan fight en so in a stare off to sell it. Daar is net een verskil, Francois lyk actually soos a man en ek lyk soos a sienkie. Dus ek nie, maar laat ek maar hierdie baard groei.
ek groei baard altyd. Ek kan nie onthou wanneer laas ek my gesig geskeer het nie, maar dis omdat ek my dubbelkin wou wegsteek, you know what I mean?
Dit is my rede. Sê vir my, so gister, wat het julle gedoen? Julle het, what is it, a face-off?
Ja, ek dink hulle noem het a face-off. Ons het basis maar gechat, hulle het ons vraag oor die fight en hoe ons voel en so aan.
Okay, Liesel, do you know about boxing and a face-off, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much as far as it goes for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're there for the face-off.
I'm there for that, and then I want to know who won so that I can mention it in conversation as though I watched.
I actually think you'll be very good in a face-off.
Yes, of course.
You could be quite...
I'm from the hood. Ik kan your face.
Liesel, the fight's the actual thing where the thing happens. You must watch the fight. Can't just know who won.
It's like knowing he's going to hate me, Derek's going to hate me for this. Even the rugby score, as long as you know what it was and you can say it in conversation.
At least the highlights then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
Yes, highlights.
Well, let's hope there is highlights.
I'm going to make you watch the entire match.
Yeah.
The entire fight.
How long is it?
Well, it depends.
Yeah, it's 6 rounds of 1.5 minutes a round, and I think we've got a minute break.
Minute break. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is too short.
So it's going to be a half an hour out of your amazing life.
I'll think about it. You're
going to sit down and watch this fight.
can I just say, and I'm going to help you with a trash talk here. This was a perfect opportunity for someone just to say, it's not going to last 6 rounds.
Mm. Yeah.
It's going to last 1 or 2 rounds.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got 2 options. You can go out and try and knock him out in the first round. But the problem is you get through that first round and you're tired and you can't get your breath back in 1 minute, you're going to be in trouble. So I think Francois at this stage is fit. He's telling me that he's been running since 2001. So
a little bit later than that.
So he's basically fit as can be. So, and obviously I need to drop a lot of weight as well, get fit to get into, obviously he's got a, you probably need to get up to 83-85 kgs, and obviously I need to get down from 100 to 89, so that's going to be interesting.
I've seen him being taken out, and there was a video that you shared onlangs, where you yourself actually uitgevallen op de tafel.
I just want to say something about that, you know. Derek has been tackled by Brian Lima and he got up, but
I was just about to say,
but that was my Brian Lima tackle. I just did it to myself.
This bro can take himself out.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. This is, we'll unpack this a little bit. I'm going to weigh up some of the pros and the cons. I'm a big boxing fan, and I must tell you guys, and I don't know if this is going to surprise you. Liesel's not going to surprise you because you know this. I'm a huge Mike Tyson fan.
Oh, I love him.
In actual fact, if you had to ask me which is the one, I'm not scared of interviewing anybody in the world, but I would be afraid to interview him.
Yeah.
Not for any physical reasons, just because I've seen him turn in interviews. Have you ever seen
mm-hmm.
that?
Have you read his audiobook? Yeah. He's the... Yeah. He was an evil man.
Yeah. I mean
he's got evil. Anger issues.
Yeah. So, wat is wie se gunsteling bokser, Derrick Hougaard?
Rocky Balboa by Ferre. Nee, ek het al sy flicks gekyk, maar was net die aard van die saak. Was daai speel. Ja, ek dink veral nou dat hy deel is van die journey en ek dink vir my en Frans soos hierdie is dit 'n journey waarmee ons begin het. Ek het nou 2.5 weke en nou 'n klein bietjie langer om te sien en ek dink die respek wat uitkom vir die boksers. Ek vra van Manny Pacquiao was een van my gunsteling boksers geweest. Yeah. Floyd Mayweather obviously. Yeah. Ek hoop ek kan sy blokke aanleer want like my nie slaan hom baie raak nie. So dit is die hele journey is actually amazing en die mense daar buite. Obviously, ek en François respecteer mekaar en ons kom baie goed uit die weg, maar dis so ernstig soos het kan kom. En ek dink, ou sien baie keer sien ou die breer prentjie van wat bokso besig is om te doen, is dat het gee ouens se kans om basis to transform your life or make a comeback. Especially with people that has been in the industry like you, entertainment. I think when you're on a stage and you perform and all of a sudden it's gone, like COVID did. You miss that adrenaline rush and obviously you can get depressed. And the same with sports people. You get used to a certain way of
level
life.
Level of energy.
Exactly. And we can unpack this so much further. That's why people want to see me in front to tell, yes, ek gaan hom timmer. You know, and that's... In books of 2 and books of 3, maybe people with different characters and different personalities will be different and they will have some beef with each other and obviously then the whole thing, and that's what's going to make it interesting.
I'm gonna help you psych each other out as well. Okay. But let's hear what the listeners say. Whose side are they on this morning?
Ons steef team Derrick en hy gaan gatskoop, so ons is Blue Bulls supporters en ons dink hy gaan rarig te doen.
Derrick gaan beslis wen.
Ek sê Derrick Hougaard.
Ek dink dit gaan Derrick Hougaard wees. My geld is op hom. Hy is 'n Blue Bull rugby speler en daarvoor het jy nog ons groot kanonies nodig.
Ek moet sê vir hierdie boxing match sit ek my geld op François van Kouk.
I think Derrick has definitely got maybe the power or the strength behind it, but Francois got the street smart, so I think my money's on Francois.
So far, a bikkie Derrick, man.
Derrick in the lead.
Kom ons luister.
Victoria, ek dog jy het my.
And this is how much I love this guy. I didn't even bring the Stormers thing up yet. I didn't even bring it up yet, but I didn't need to, apparently. Maar kom ons luister verder.
Hoi julle, my geld is op Derrick Hougaard, want wat ek weet van boxing en dis baie min, is dat dit redelike endurance type sport is.
My geld is op François. Hy het so stout sinkie gesig.
Manne, het julle al Derrick Hougaard se lyf gesien? My geld is definitief op hom.
Derrick Hougaard, jou lekker ding. Nou, Derrick het 'n paar shots gevat al in die lewe. Ek dink hy's reg. Hy's reg vir die dinge. Ek dink 'n bietjie rock gaan hom nie rock nie.
My hart sê die liefling van Loftus, maar my kop sê die rocker, maar die dominee se laaitie word altyd af drie kop gekyk.
Frans, we gaan hem timmer. Frans, jy moet nie vergeet nie. Dit is Blaubelland.
Nee, she's back. Jy weet, ek het gedog ons grootste following is hier. Gedog die mense gaan kom. ek gaan die ondersteuning hee, boe. Come on, Oaks.
For music, for concerts, yes. But not in a boxing match against Derrick Hougaard. Here's the thing. Let me just point out a couple of things that you can maybe use to psych each other out. Okay? So obviously, Derrick Hougaard, there is this little bit here. Which at the time was cool. Maar François, jy kan het hier nog gebruik. Okay? Dan had hy weer...
Yeah. Ja? Hulle moet maak soos die cheetahs gemaak het. As ek misgeskop het in Bloemfontein, het hulle ook liefling gespeel.
Exactly.
En ek voel of dit is onvanpas. Ek het gedoog dat dit is mense in Bloemfontein. As ek by sport kom, is daar net een, dis wen of verloor.
Exactly. Derrick Hougaard, jy kan hierdie gebruik teen François van Kouk. Getrok dit door as jy alle
dalk beter, maar het raak je makkelijker.
Het raak definitief nie makkelijker nie waar.
Ek is 2 jaar, bro. Ek denk, as ons moet op Vitality Age gaan kyk, is ek probably jonger as Derek, bro.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Nog een keer wat jy teen Frans wil kan gebruik. Jy weet, is
Dagdronk, kom ons rook een bykie dagdronk.
Ons self een bykie gestraf vir een hele paar jaar. So.
Ja, maar kyk, hy is nou so op die strijd en narrow. Kyk, dit is amper scary. Dus dan het gisteravond sommer een ninja bom gegooi. Also,
dat, really?
Ja, het beest sien toe sy weg. Het nog bezig om te gesels.
Iets wat jy teen Derek kan gebruik, of course. I don't think Twitter is always your friend. I mean...
Definitely not.
Well, let me explain. Let me try and explain. It's the fact that on Twitter, you make a statement. And you can so easily take it out of context.
So it's
better to go on Facebook and try and write it that people can understand what's going on.
I'm just saying, Francois.
Yeah.
I think you should test it on Facebook, and if it works there, look at the rating, and then we move to Twitter.
I think that is very good advice because, yeah, it's been a tough couple of years on Twitter, but you must just keep going forward. If life hits you hard, like Rocky always says, you just need to move forward.
This could make it tweet, nie, Derek. Stay away.
Francois, en as dit nie werk nie, jy weet, is daar nog iets wat jy obviously kan gebruik om 'n bietjie uit te saike? That's not even fair.
Actually, seker wat daai was nie.
Never mind. At least he's laughing.
Wow.
Luister,
kick a dog where he's down.
Guys, if you need me for the psych out, just call. I've got a couple of lines that I can send you.
Maybe could you be in my corner on the night?
Yeah, no.
Because I think you're very good with this psych out rubber bubble.
Yes, but I'm going for Martin with the headbutt, not 45.
But that would mean you're choosing sides.
I know, I can't.
You're not?
Yeah. I can't, Liesl.
Should we flip a coin?
I cannot. I'm going to have to choose before the 29th, because this is happening in Pretoria.
Yeah, you can't.
But you can watch it globally.
Can't be a draadsitter.
Ek kan nie 'n draadsitter wees nie. Ek is een groot bul. I mean, ek is 'n blou bul. Jy weet het.
Ja, ja.
Maar ek is ook een groot Franse van Coke fan. So it's going to be a tough one, but I will make up my mind before the 29th of May. The great thing about this boxing match is you can watch it anywhere in the world. It is rugby royalty versus rock royalty, and you've got a bit of time to decide. As jy nog op die draad sit, saam met my, ons kan. Maybe we'll get you back in studio and you can convince our audience.
I thought that was you putting it out for them to bribe you on the side up until the 29th.
Just saying.
Dis amper. Ek het al genoeg vir Martin gedoen, maar hy het genoeg liefde gegee. Hy was al lankal aan my kant. Ek het gedoog as 'n done deal, net soos met Derek Hougaard hier so aan. Swing jy op my.
Omdat Martin is 'n blou bil en hy weet jy's net so goed soos jou laaste game. So ek gaan maar nog 'n bietjie liefde met stuur.
Ja, ek het al saam met Martin 'n paar games blou bil games gekyk aan die by Loftus.
En die Lucie never ended up in a fight yet. Owens, that is so cool. That is seen. Thank you for being on the show this morning. Thanks for doing this. It's great to see you guys doing something like this, getting fit, giving us some excitement, something to look forward to. You're like good. You're like happy. You're going to get angry at each other before the match. Please come back before the match and let's get excited again sometime soon. Okay, Derek, lekker om jou te sien.
Lekker om jou te sien, soos altyd. En as ek vir julle kan sê, die beste dieet wat daar is, laat die banke jou kaart stop, en jy kan nie eet nie, dit werk baie goed. Yes. Of jy kry die Fransoa van Coke dieet. Dus dan jy weet, hy wacht vir jou, die eet gezond, en as ek nie 6-pack eet na hierdie 12 weke nie, dan pak ek het op.
then it's not worth it. Miskien is
hy... Ek wil maar nie, ek dink van ons kant af, ek dink ons is al twee op een mission om rarig in te klim in hierdie ding in, en ons wil een fight opsit wat, jy weet, een spectacle kan wees, nie net een fight wat gaan lyk soos een bar brawl nie. So, ons is ernstig oor hierdie ding, en on a mission. You know, ek is op a mission om vir Derek Hougaard to beat. It's my one shot at Sporting Glory.
Yay! Said as a Stormers fan. Listen, get your tickets now. You can enjoy the event in the comfort of your own living room. You can buy the tickets for the Boxorp live stream. Tickets are on sale. $150. iTickets.co.za. They're also VIP tickets, 2,000 rand per person, and you could be at the ringside at the Sun Arena. That'll be me. I would be loved to be there at the Sun Arena. You can get those also on iTickets.co.za. Gentlemen, thank you for being on the show. It's great that we are with the scene. Cheers, yellow word. Bye.
Cheers.
Thank you. Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
I think Martin is a very cool guy.
6 to 9 weekdays.